Yeah, Daphnen Zayin Amid Aleph. When the lines start getting wide, one line after they start getting wide. Tana Rabbanu. Arba Tzvachos Tzavcha Azor. There was a Psabaskar in the Azor, that the Azor was Seveyach. Rishayna, the first Tzvacha was Tzumikam Bnei Eli Shetimu Eichel Hashem. The Bnei Eli should get out, they were Metama Eichel Hashem. So Rashi says, Shetimu Kedersiv Ashe Yishkebun Es Hanoshim. The Shailef, we translate the Pasuk Kipshutai, but not Kipshutai. But if Rashi by Stoys HaGemara learns Kipshutai Ashe Yishkebun Es Hanoshim. I saw the Orch Laner and Saif Krisos asks, if I feel we will assume the Pasuk Kipshutai, the Pasuk says, Ashe Yishkevun Es Ha'anoshim Ha'tzoibois Pesach Oyel Moed. Pesach Oyel Moed is in the Azore, not in the Heichel. So why was the Tzvoch Ashe Timu Heichel Hashem? Should say it with the Metamed Azore, Pesach Oyel Moed, not Heichel Hashem. That's the Kasha the Orch Laner asks in Krisos. Perhaps, the Derech Efshar, we could for the Kasha, there's a Pasuk in Yirmiyah, the Pasuk says, Al Tiftachu Lachem Al Dibre Sheker Leimer Heichel Hashem, Heichel Hashem, Heichel Hashem Heimo. That's the Pasuk. So the Malbim explains Pshat in the Pasuk as follows. That Klal Yisrael should not think that the reason it is Heichel Hashem because it was built for L'shem Hashem. So therefore it becomes a Heichel Hashem. Therefore a Heichel Hashem will never become Chorev. No, Heichel Hashem Heimo. So the Malbim says, Darcheichem u'malolechem hatoivim heim Heichel Hashem val yodom yishkoin sham. That means that it becomes a Heichel Hashem if Klal Yisrael does the Ratzon Hashem, then the Rabbeinu Shloilem is Shoyre in the Heichel. But if Klal Yisrael does not do the Ratzon Hashem, it is not a Heichel Hashem. So it could be that we're not down the Mokim where they did the Chet. Since the Bnei Eli, they were the Kahanim doing the Avoide in the Bismaneyem. So their actions did not only passel them, their actions made a Shatimu Heichel Hashem. That means that the whole Mokim of Ashkos Ashchine was Nitma because they were, that's what Ashatimu was Heichel Hashem. That's why the Azore was Seveyach. It wasn't only an Ovein Proti, it was an Ovein that was Metame the Heichel. For Oitzavcho, there was another Kriye, Tzei Mikan Yisochor Ish Kfar Barkoi, that he should get out of the Beis HaMikdosh, Shemechabedes Atzmoi Umechalul Kodshe Shemayim. He thought of his covet, and he was machalu kodesh shemayim. What did he do? David korech yodei b'shiroi. He used to cover his hands with silk. But ovid avoide, and he did avoide. He was a mafunik. Rashi says korech yodei b'shiroi. What's wrong with that? V'chatzitze peiselus b'kotship. So number one, it was a posele. The avoida that he had done was possible because it's a psul chatzitze. The beinin velokach hakoyin sheyikach ba'atzmoi. So sometimes it was a possible avoida. Va'oid the bizoyin who. He was mevaze kotshe shemaim. That what, it wasn't lefik voidoi to touch the dvorim amakudoshim. He covered his hands, it's a geekled. So that's called, he was mevaze kodshe shemayim. Be oid Tzavcho Azoro, Su'u Shorim Roshechem. So these were two Tzvachis on Tzei. Then there was two Tzvachis on Knise. Su'u Shorim Roshechem V'yikoneis Yishmoel Ben Piyachi. Talmidoi Shal Pinchas V'yishamesh Bekuna Gdoilo. So even though we had before Oili Mibes Yishmoel Ben Piyachi, that the Bnei Bayis of Yishmoel ben Piyachi were not as a Yiskahalten, but Yishmoel Rabbi Yishmoel himself, he was a Ish Choshu. The Gemara says in Soite, Mishemeis Rabbi Yishmoel ben Piyachi Botlo Ziv Kohune. That means one, he was the ideal Kohen. Nebuch the Bnei Bayis weren't a Yiskahalten, but he was a Ish Choshu. He didn't become Nifgam and Nifsal that while you day what his Bnei Bayis were doing. So Memele, there was a Tzavcha that Susha Orem Roshechem V'yikonis Yishmoel Ben Piyachi. Boi Tzavcha Zor Susha Orem Roshechem V'yikonis Yoichenim Ben Arboi Talmide Shel Penkoi V'yimalai Kreisoi Mikotshei Shomayim. Amru Olam Al Yoichenim Ben Arboi Sho Yoichul Gimel meis agolim v'shoyis gimel meis gar v'yayim v'yichol arboim so goizos b'kinu achsude. So Rashi says, let us see Rashi, Yishmoel ben Piyachi kosher hoya, and she beisu hoya bal izroya, shloish meis agolim, sheyim gadol bebeisoi kehanim harbei. He didn't do it himself. He was a merdike machnes oirech. It was megadol a lot of kahanim b'seich beisoi, that there should be kahanim to make sure that the kochim were eaten up. There shouldn't be any noisa. So memele, so that was the gemaldike choshe b'zach. Amru kol yomav shol yoichne ben aboi loy nimtza noisa b'migdosh. Maisalke baby yisocher ish kfar balkoi. So the Gemara asks, what happened eventually to Yisocher, who was Mevazek Kochim? How was he Nenash? So the Gemara relates a Maisa. Omri Malke Umalke Sahabi Yosvi. The Melech, the Gemara increases, was Yani HaMelech. Malke Omar, they had a difference of opinion. Malke Omar Gadya Yoi. That a gdi is toim le malke maisalke boy. So let's see what Rashi says. Magmul nishtalim. How is he nenish? Malke malke se malke beis chashmeinoi. Gadya yoi, gdi toim le machel yoi semina kevis. A gdi is better. That's what the Melech said. Malke se omra imra yoi. That a kevis is better. Omru man muchach, who be able to be machiach, kain godl. The komasi kolbonis kol yoime. Mele, he'd be a boki in these inyonim. Bose ihu, he came, achve biyodei. So he went in the, Rashi says, beloshen tzchoik. That means, he did not have the cheretz for the melech, like with his hand, he just, showed that he's wrong. It's ridiculous what he holds. He said, he got ye yoi. Yasik letmide. If a gdi is better than a kevis, so why are we not makrib a gdi for the tkobum tomit? Omar malke oyov lehavle emise de malchusa nifsekilimine. So the melech got very insulted. Not only did he say against him, but his whole relationship and his action was believed that recheret, that he waved his hand in front of the king. So he paskin nivsikali yamina, she cut off his right hand. Yoav shoyche the poskel is smolet. So he gave shoyched, and upon him they cut off his left hand. He should be left with the right hand. Shama malke o poskel yamina. The melech heard, and he made sure that the right hand should be cut off. That was his einish. The Ben Yayoda says that could be the einish was this way, like Korach Shiroi Al Yodei, so he did an aveir with both hands. That means he covered his right hand with his left hand. So he did Bemisin Achet with both hands. So first the left hand was cut off, and then the right hand was cut off. Amar Rav Yosef, Brich Rachmone da Ashkelei liyisocha ish kvar bakoi. Lemitre v'sei minei bahai alma, that he was nidden on this world, so memele, other say yisocha, yesh scha, that will be zeicha teilem habo, he was nenesh on this world. Is a trashi, achi biyadi boshin tzchoik, emsa da malchusa leidayosh loy oma kamoisi, elosh oma boloshin tzchoik, Ashkelei shehesi avoinoi ugemuloi lemitrafsei legemuloi. Amar avashi yisoch ish kvar bakoi loitone masnisen. He didn't know a Mishnah. Could know a Mishnah, you'd see that they're similar. This nan Rab Shimon Oymar kvosim koidmim lehizim b'chol moke. When the Torah speaks about kvosim and izim, the Torah is magdim kvosim lehizim. Yochel mibneshem ubchorim b'min. And that's what the Torah was magdim. Talmud loyme im keves yovi kolbonim lamet sheshneim shkulem. Let us see what Rashi says. Loitone loishone mishne bereis. He didn't know a mishne. Kvosim koidmi leizim b'chol mokim kosov keves tchile. In one place, by a chatos, it says, im keves yovi lechatos, kan higdim seiro lekivse. Tachsiv beparshal yoyne ve'evi es kolbono seira seizim. So the Torah was magdim asoyer before keves, v'hodo im keves yovi. So you see klo, that they're equal. Avino mafila mikro nami loy kora, dachsiv im keves im eiz, I boi keves laise, I boi eiz laise. Keves im eiz gabi shlomim, midloy hereloch hakosov remez mufcha boze mize, shamet mino sheshneim shoven. There's a very interesting chsam seif, he wants to say the shayla of the melech and malkis was a little different shayla. He says that, the shayla was, which is better, a marzik teira or loymet teira. So, the melech, a gdi is a loshen, God gdi is a loshen mazel toiv. That's similar to an osher. Or an eiz is a soyer. A soyer is oisi eiz osher. A keves is an imre, a loshen amire. So that was the shayla, that which one is better? Is the gdi better? These marzik teire, an osher, or the imre, he learns teire. Why did they call Yisochel? Because he became a kohen gadol al sheichad. So they thought he would zicher, the melech thought zicher would understand his point that, money speaks, Chmein Samamela, so, and Lamaise, he said that, he said Imre is better. So he said, because Gadya Yo Yasik Litmide. So the Chsam Seib wants to be Maramit, the Talmud Chochem learns Keseder, so he learns Tomit. The Marzik, when you send him a bill, he gives some money for it, but he's not Marzik Keseder. The Talmud Chacham learns Keseida, so the Maila of Tamid, the Talmud Chacham has more than the Marzik. Let us see Taisvis, Tafnin Zayna Medalf. The Korich Yodi Bishiroi, Perish Bekuntres, Bechatzitze Paiselas Bekotchim, Dersi Velokach HaKoyim Binin Shetei Lekiche, Ba'atma Yishal Koyim. So it's Chaitzitz, Beinoi, to the Avoide. Bimtaim ever gabi lulav leim rinin hochi beperek lulav agozel gabi leilinket inish lulava besudra. A person should not hold a lulav with a sudra. Rava oma lekicha idei davaracha shmo lekicha. That's called, you also need velokach, elakachnam lechem. That you have to take a prietzodo, a kapist morn, that's called a lekicha, lekicha idei davaracha shmo lekicha. So you see there's no psul of chetzitze verkehrt, it's lakich haidei davaracha. V'tiritzri, the hosa mairi ba'oiches halulev al yedei suda. There it is speaking about, he's holding the lulev al yedei suda ka'in tzvas. That means, like tongues. He made the suda was like a base yad, a handle to the lulev. Going shekorach halulav besuder va'oiches besuder שהסודר מסייוי להחזיק, להחזיק. The סודר is מסיים to hold the lulip. So it's like a handle to the lulip. חגב להב החציצה. וכן משמע בהישמעיתה, דבוהוכי מיירי. So that's, it seems that's what's speaking about. תקום ההוסם, לוי להדק איניש לוליבה בהישנה. The Gemara says over there that a person should not stick in the lulav in the hishane. The hishane pshat is that, that let's say you had tied together, the hadasim and the yarovis. And now you want to go, and you want to, stick in the lulav between the hadasim and the arovis, lelahedik inish leliva baishane, dilme natri talfi. So if by sticking in the lulav between the hadasim and the arovis, there might fall off some leaves of the hadasim and the arovis, vahave kechatzitze. So it's called he's not holding the lulav, because the fallen leaves are chaitzitz ben yodav to the lulav. Rav Oma min b'mini eni choytzitz. Mashma de she'ene min eni choytzitz. Aine mishum dehi ave kein de shmaiten de koch yodah b'shiroit chayegav neshaych chatzitze. So rove gufe, we have two roves. We have a rove that says l'kich haidei davach ha'shmo l'kich. And then there's a rove that holds, there is a psul chatzitze b'l'kich. And all this adina min b'mini eni choytzitz. So Taisa says it matters how it is. If it is made as a base yad, as a handle, so then that's called a chelik of the lulav. So then there's a din that's called lakicha yidei davaracha. But if it is not that way, so then there's a psul chatzitza. So mamele here shiroim is also chait. Hadron alach makim shenogu slichol pesach rishon. Zok the mishnah weiter. Tamid nishchat b'shmeine umachze. Normally, the Kolben Tomid Shalbeno Abayim was geschochten b'shmoina machze, after 8.5 hours of the day passed away. The Korav and the Gemara Krove b'tisha machze. It took an hour to be goymer the Hakroves HaTomid. Ba'arvei Psochem, Erev Pesach, nishchat b'sheva machze. So then they were magdim the shchites hatomid an hour earlier, the korev b'shmeino machze, and they were the gemara krova was b'shmeino machze. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbes. Erev Pesach, sai erev Pesach was Shabbos, sai erev Pesach was chol. They were magdim da krovas hatomid an hour, v'sheva machze. Today that there should be more time to be machiv the psochem. Chal erev Pesach liyos be erev Shabbos. What is if erev Pesach came out erev Shabbos? So then they had to make sure that they were tzayle. They couldn't roast the korban Pesach at night like this. When if erev Pesach was any other day of the week, so they could roast the korban Pesach. If they didn't have time by day, they could roast it by night. But it was chald erev Pesach was chald erev Shabbos, so they had to make sure that the tzli was also taken care of me by yoyim. So memele or the hachones to the tzli, I feel like the Mishnah says in Shabbos they could put it in betrilas ha'layla before it becomes night. Everything had to be ready for the tzli, which took time. So memele, so they had to be magdim the Krovas HaTomid, to give more time for the Shchites and the Achone for the Tzlius HaPesach. So, Chal Erev Pesach Liyais Be'erev Shabbos, Nishchat B'Sheish U'Machze, so Nishchat B'Sheish U'Machze, V'Korev B'Sheva U'Machze, so the Gmar HaKrova was B'Sheva U'Machze, V'Pesach Achov, and then right away, they went to a Makriv, the Korban Pesach. Zogt Rashi, Tomid Shalbein Abayim, וקורב בתשעה מחצה, גמר הקרבוסוי, שיושוין שעחס בסיוסוי. It took an hour to, for the whole Asiya. בגמורם מפורש טיימן. ארבעי פסוחים מקדמין אלי, משום דבוי למבט פסח אחר, they have to make the קורבן פסח afterwards, בברייסה מפורש בגמורה מנולון דה פסח אחר תומד, that the פסח was after the תומד, this was a unique קורבן, like this all קורבנס were before the תומד של בין הבאים, the תומד, it says, עליה השלם כל קורבן איסקולם, that all the קורבנס were marked the Kobonis after the Tomit Shol Shachar. But we have a limud that the Korban Pesach was after the Tomit Shol Bein Abayim. Chal Erev Pesach be'erev Shabbos, be'inon lagdumei tvei, then we have to be magdim the Tomit, mishum deboi lishret Pesach achav ul'tzloisei meboi yoyim. So then the Tomit was Sheisha Machtze, and they started be Makriv, the Korban Pesach, Sheva Machtze. Zogte Gemara, Mino Hani Mili, how do we know these Zmanim? That the Tomit is Sheva, that the Tomit is Shmoino Machtze. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Omar Kro, Esakeves Echo Tasa Vaboyker, ואיס הכבס השני תעשה בין הארבוי. That the כבס השני should be בין הארבוי. So בין הארבוי, between the ארבוי. Is חלקיו לבין שני ארבוי. But you divide the עשייס התומד, the שחיטה and the עשייס of תומד divides the two ארבוי, בי שויס ומחצה לכאן, שתי שויס ומחצה לכאן, ושואחס לסיוסי. That means the תומד divides the ארבעים. That means the שיר of the ארבעים would be, we'll see in Rashi, is from the beginning of שור שוויס, סייף שור שישס, till לילה. So you have a 6-hour period. So the 6-hour period is divided in half. So we have 2.5 hours before the Hakrovas HaTomid, 2.5 hours after the Hakrovas HaTomid, and the Tomid alone separates, is the Bein Arbayim, is the divides between the two Zmanim, and therefore, so that's why it comes out Shmeino Machtze. Let us see what Rashi says. Bein arbayim mishesh shoyis ulamaylo. That means after gemar sheish, shatzel noite, then the shadows start becoming longer. Kerinim bei, bein arbayim. That's man, that whole man is called bein arbayim. Bavel ele michtov, be'eret. Vishoni or be'arbayim, others are goyres. Vishoni bediburei because of bein arbayim. There's a separation between the Abayim. Lidroshe, chaloik ha'erev l'shnei chalokim. Divide the Erev, divide the Abayim in two parts. Shtei shois umechze lekan koidem la'asiyosoy. Ubei shois umechze lekan la'achar asiyosoy. Yeah. Mele, so Rabbi Yeshua Melevi Weistachois, that he held that the din of Shmoino Machtze, Tomid Nishchat B'Shmoino Machtze, is a deraisa de kizman. Mosiv Rove, so Rove asked a kashe, Ba'arvei Psochem, we learned in the Mishneh, says, Erev Pesach Nishchat B'Shevo Machtze. So the Tomid was geschachten b'sheva machze, b'korre b'shmeina machze, bein b'cheil, bein b'shabes. B'salke daitoch b'shmeina machze di reise, heichi magdamina lei. If shmeina machze za di reise, heichi magdamina lei, so how could you be magdam? How could you be magdam the tomit? How could you be magdam the tomit? מפרסת המאירה דקקשה, ללמוד את רבי ישוע בן לוי דו את המשנה. The Mishnah says clear that by Erev Pesach they were magdim the shchitas atalmid or shever machze. Now he has a drosha that the talmid has to be bein or abay. The Mephoshim bring down the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says pshat in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Yerushalmi says that there's a problem Erev Pesach. It says that by the Talmud it says Bein Arbayim. By the Korban Pesach it also says Bein Arbayim. So now we have a problem. So with which Korban will be Mekayim the Bein Arbayim? Both have to be Bein Arbayim. You can't have both Bein Arbayim. So the Yerushalmi says, so the Rabbi Shua ben Levi held like this, that the Talmud the whole year you mekayim bein arbayim, so it's shmeino machze. Pesach, if you won't be mekayim the bein arbayim with the korban Pesach, you'll never be mekayim the bein arbayim of Pesach. So by Pesach you have to be mekayim the bein arbayim of Pesach. So memele, so the Pesach is shmeino machze, and you magdim the Talmud. They're also mavaya, this is alachat chila dikedin. It's a mitzvah di erais to make it bein abayim. It's not ma'akim b'diyev, it's lachat chila. So memele, so in order to be mikayim, the bein abayim, that's nemro by the korban Pesach, so therefore, by Erev Pesach, we're mikayim the bein abayim that says by the korban Pesach. And that's why so the Bein Arbayim of the Korban Pesach is doicha the Bein Arbayim of the Talmud. So we say it's a beautiful teretz. So what's pshat in Rove's kashe? Mosiv Rove. Heiche magdamin eloi. The Tzlach wants to say that Rove's kashe is, he asks, why did Rav have to bring Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos? He brings the Mishnah, Mosev Rav, Ba'arve Psochem Nishchat B'Sheva Machze, V'Korav B'Shmeina Machze, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos. So, what does that mean? So, Sai Erev Pesach falls out B'chol, Sai it falls out B'Shabbos, that's the Zman. So he says, we'll see later, if the whole thing is at the Rabbonon, that it be a mokim to differentiate between Chol and Shabbos. But if it's a derais of Bein Arbayim, so it's not necessary for the Mishnah to speak this out. It's miyuta. Why does it say Bein Bechil, Bein B'Shabbos? Vashteitzach. You have a mitzvah derais of Bein Arbayim that was nemra by the Korban Pesach, so whenever the mitzvah is chal, Bein Bechil, Bein B'Shabbos, Vashteitzach, you makim the Pesach Shmeina Machze, the Talmud is Sheva Machze. So Pstakashi was als the Yitter HaMishnah. I don't know how the Tzlach learns Pshat the Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara says, V'salke daitach b'shmeino u'machse di ereise heiche magdemin olei. Our Gemara, it seems the Kasha is a different Kasha. The Kasha is, how are you magdem? Would see my Gemara b'chal doesn't know like the Yerushalmi. The Kasha is not out the Yitar HaLashon. The Kasha is heiche magdemin olei. How can you make the Tomid before shmeino machse? That Kasha is b'chal mitzvah. I mean, according to the Yerushalmi, because they have another mitzvah bein arbayim, the Pesach has to be bein arbayim. Then the Marshoyest for another kasha says, and the Sefer Zichishver, the Sefer says, if Erev Pesach is chal v'Erev Shabbos, so then there's no bein arbayim. Then the Tomid is sheisha machze, the Pesach is shiva machze, so where's your bein arbayim? It's modern why Rove didn't ask from the Sefer. Aber Koponim, das ist etwas abgefragt, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Ella Oma Rove. So Rove said as follows. No, there's no such drosh. Mitzvah say the Tomid, Mishiyin Noto, Tzilu Leyeret. The mitzvah, the arais of the Tomid is Mishiyin Noto, Tzilu Leyeret. My time, the Omakro, Bein Arbayim. Meidne de Maschil Shimshe Lemaret. As soon as the sun starts setting, that's the mitzvah of, that is the mitzvah of the Tamid Shabbain Abay. So really, you should be makrevit, we'll see b'sheish machze. We'll see how we get to sheish machze. Hilkach, b'shayim ha'isashone, during the year, so even though there's an inyan, that to be makrev the tomit, z'riz magdim in the mitzvah, there will be an inyan to be makrev the tomit sheish machze, but since the ikra nedarim v'nedavis, but people, yidin brought nedarim v'nedavis, Rachmano Amar Leo Chel Bayashlomim. We Amar Ma. We learn that from this pasuk. Oleh Hashlim Kola Kol Bnei Skulam. Oleh Ve'orach Oleh Ha'Ilo. First, it speaks about the Tomid Shol Shachar. Ve'orach Oleh Ha'Ilo. Ve'hikter Oleh. And after the Ha'Ilo, you should be makter Chel Bayashlomim. So the Gemara later on the base is Sakasha. Well, only the shlomim you're makter after the oila, and you're not makter achatos after the oila, not makter an oila after the oila satomid. So what shat v'hikter aleh chel v'yashlomim? So the Gemara darshins v'hikter hashleim aleh hachalovim. That means that after the kolben tomid shel shacha, you're mashlom all other kabonis. The haktore of all kabonis has to be after the Tomid Shol Shach, la afuki, that after the Tomid Shol Ben Abayim, we can't make any actor. Va'amama, olea hashleim kol hakol b'nei skulam. So if you're going to be, v'mezok yekish, and you're going to make the Tomid Shol Shach, the Tomid Shol Ben Abayim v'sheisha machza, which that is this mam, so memela, we're going to have problems with the nedarim and nedavis. We'll close shop. We'll makrib the Tomid Shol Bein Abayim, so they won't be able to bring the Nedarim and Nedavis. Is therefore, machina lei tarti shoy. So, even though the Tchilas Hazman is sheisha machze, but we'll stoop it off 2 hours, vavdina lei bishmeina machze, we'll make the Tomid bishmeina machze, so we chap tarayim another 2 hours, to be makriv the dom and the davis. That's the pshat in the first halacha. Tomid nishchat b'shmeina machze. In a teira des manis sheishu machze, the rabbonon, they were ma'acharit in order to be makriv the dom and the davis or shmeina machze. Ba'avei psoch, erev pesach. So there we have a problem. Mitzad echad, there's Nedarim and Nedavis. Mitzad Acher, there's a Korban Pesach. We have to have time for the Korban Pesach. Is the Ika Pesach Acher? Is Kadmina Lei Sha'achah. So we made everything an hour earlier. That the Tomid was Sheva Machze. So we could be Makrib the Korban Pesach from Shmeina Machze. Vavdina Lei B'Sheva Machze. Chal Erev Pesach Liyais Erev Shabbat. What happens if Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos? Dikan nami tzliyosoi d'leidochi Shabbos. So we have to make sure that the tzli is taken care of Erev Shabbos. Mokmina lei adinei b'shei shemachtza. So then we're not ma'acha anything. Mokmina lei adinei, the din is sheish u'machtza. Let us see Rashi. Elo omarov. Kulo takanta de rabononi. The whole, these zmanim that the Mishnah says of the Tomid is a takana de rabononi. The midarais, kol sheishois achroinis ksheirois, minatere ul sheishois is kosher. Dahainu mechiyinotu tzilulei erev, dahainu mechatzi sheva ve'ilach. The zman of the Kolben Tomid starts Mechatzi Sheva. We'll come back to this Rashi. Shachama Noitel Meirav. From Chatzi Sheva. Chatzi Sheva means when that you had already half an hour in the seventh hour. That means the sixth hour passed by. And the half hour of the seventh hour passed by. That's the Zman of the Kovas HaTomid. Shachama noita lemaira v'hatzeh lemizrach. What does that mean? Kshe'odom oimet keneged hachama tziloi noita lemizrach. So that's called bein habay. Chatzi sheis v'chatzi sheva, that means the hour before, he aimedes b'em tzorekia v'ein tzel noita el tzel kol odom tachto. Bein abayim means when there's an atiyas amichiyinotu tzilulay erev, so the tzilulay erev start from sheish umacht. Now, l'chayre, the Rashi is problematic. Let's look again at the Lashon of Rashi. Elam arove, kula takanta de rabbonim. All these manim are takanta de rabbonim. Demi de raise, ko sheish shoyis achaynis ksheiris. So Rashi starts off by saying that the last 6 hours of the day is kosher for to be back of the Tomei Shel Bein Habayim. So Rashi would seem, Kol Shei Shois means, from Seif Sheis, Tchila Sheva, he could be back of the Tomei. Then Rashi says right away, Hainu Mechatzi Sheva. Then Rashi is Echseisim in Eyebei, that means Mechatzi Sheva, not Kol Shei Shois, 5.5 hours. So the Tzlach is the Kashi, the Tzlach is Pesrektav Rashi, Pesrashi is Echseis Ezech Minei Yebei. The Dvar Shmuel wants to say, Rashi means Kol Shei Shois Achonis, Rashi means, Rafuki of Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. Rabbi Shua Ben Levi said that the hour that is kosher is from Shemayna Machza to Teisha Machza, and that hour it's kosher. He says, no, in the 6 hours it's kosher, but not the whole 6th hour. That means in the last six hours, it's kosher to be makom the tumah, but not in the complete first hour of this last 6 hour, and half of the first hour of this of the 6 hours that is kosher. That's what Rashi means. Kol shei shoyis achoynis. That means in this period it is kosher lachatchila to be makom. In the first of the 6 hours, but not the whole hour, half of that hour. The Rehitis Loshen of Rashi, Voltepes Ois Gewissen, and then we see there's a Psamachloikis, the Tzlach is also Moira. We have a Moira Dika Machloikis in Rabbi Shua Ben Levi and Rove. That Rabbi Shua Ben Levi held claw that the Taish Bein Aboyim means from the beginning of the Shor Shvi, Soif Sheish. Bishay Shois Lamaila. He says klal that you have 2.5 hours before, 2.5 hours later, and there's an hour for the Tomit. So he learned klal that the Bein Abayim is a 6 hour period, and Bein Abayim, 1 hour, which divides the two Abayims, that's when you makrib the Tomit. Rava seems to hold that this man is Shei Shemachze. And then listen, the Loshna Gemara is like this. The Loshna Gemara is, because the Gemara feels ois, Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach, Shechaliyas Erev Shabbos, Ikadamitz Liyos, Leidochi Shabbos, Mukminon Lei Adinei, B'Shei Shemachze. So Vaista is klar from the Gemara that the Iker Adin is Shei Shemachze. The Meiri also says that, the Iker Adin is Shei Shemachze. Rabbi Kiveges Moira, from the Gemara in Yuma, what the Pesach gives is not as if. From the Gemara in Yuma, what the Pesach gives is that Meikar Adin, the Zman is Sheish, the whole Sheish is a kosher. The Rabbanon said, you wait a half an hour, let us see Taisus. That's why Mishnah Bach's Mepshat and Taisus. But Kmina Lei Adine Bevov Sheish Umachtze. So Taisus had a kosher. Why Machtze? Vov Sheish should be kosher. Is bereish amalem amamuna porich v'nishchetei mechimashchiri koisli perish mitchila sheva. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara in Yuma says that Avraham Avinu was mespalo minche by tchila sheva. Frek the Gemara, if Avraham Avinu was mespalo minche b'tchila sheva, so the tomit shel bein habayim, which is keneged tchilas minche, should also be b'tchila sheva. That the koisel gets dark, tchila sheva. That's what the Gemara says. What it means, the koisel gets dark. So Rashi explains in Yuma as follows. Kozman, the sun is b'mizrach, So the Mizrach side of the Kaisel is light. The rays of the sun shine on it, so that's very bright. As soon as the Soif Sheish in Tchila Sheva, so now the sun is directly over the Kaisel, the sun is directly over the Kaisel, so the top of the Kaisel is Meitzel on the vertical sides of the Kaisel. So Mamela, so the walls are dark already. So v'nishchete mechi mishcheri koisli perish metchila sheva. That's the Gemara's kash. Why do you wait another hour? Mishani mishum deloy mechavni. So the poshe pshat, the Gemara says that the koisli beis hamigdosh were not straight. They were shaped a pyramid shape. So that means the vertical side of the wall, since it was shaped like a pyramid, so even though it was Saif Sheish and Chila Sheva, they weren't dark because the sun shined on them also. And it seems it's a Rabbon and the Kedin that they didn't want, since it wasn't Nikel, the Erev, the Beina Abayim, because the walls were also light. So Memela, therefore they waited another half an hour till one could see shade. In order, that means it's a Rabbon and the Kedin that people should not shech the Tomid before they saw some Abayim. So they used the Koislei Beis HaMikdash Midrabonon as a guideline. And in the Beis HaMikdash, it was Nikir the Erev from Shei Shemachta. So Poshe Toisvus means that the Rabbonon, it's a Rabbonon the Kedin. That's what Moses Mekminelei Adine, it does not mean the Din Deraisa. The Din Deraisa was Takir Saib Sheish. But Midrabonon, the Zman Ascholos HaKrove is Shei Shemachta. Rashi seems to be saying that Rashi Vaistois that my chomish machshot or sheish machshot, there's no tail. The tail starts afterwards. Rashi Vaistois, it's a derais of the kizach. So Rabbi Kveg is more in going a shas. It's a stir in a few Rashi's. A stir in a Gemara Newman. But Al Kaponim, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that Al Kaponim, according to Rove, meiker adin, the Ascholos Zman Shchitas Atomid Sheish Machze. Normally during the year they stripped it off 2 hours in order to enable the people to bring the Dorm and the Dovis. Erev Pesach, in order to, it should be more time to be Mak of the Pesach. So they were Magdim, the Akrovis Atomid 1 hour, was Sheva Machze. And Erev Pesach Shali is B'Shabbos, since the Tzliya also had to be taken care of Erev Shabbos, so K'mu Yadinei B'Shei Shemachze. V'Omar Ma'a, L'Kamon Bahai Pirkin, Oleo Chelvei Ashlomim, Al Tomid Shel Shacha, after the Tomid Shel Shacha, Oleo means after the Tomid Shel Shacha, Hashlem Kol HaKobonis. V'loi Tashlimem Al Tomid HaErev. You should not be Mashlem the Kobonis after the Tomid Shel Bein Abayim. V'la'ach HaTomid HaErev Loi Takriv Kolm. You should not be allowed to be mak of anything. V'fikach. Af Al Pi Shezrizim Magdimim L'mitzvah. So Rashi says, even though theoretically, would have been preferable to be Magdim the Shchitas Atomid Shei Shemachze Mikeradin, but Iskinu La'achar, they were Mesaken to be Ma'achar the Shchitas Atomid, Kidei Sheyaviu Nidreim V'Nidvesein V'Yikosher La'krivam, that you'll be able to be Makriv them, like this, if you'll be Magdim the Tomid Shel Bein Abayim, you won't be able to be Makriv them. B'Shabbos Nami, so that's why Tomid Nishchat B'Shmoina Machze. Now that's good. B'Yimei Achel, people brought in a Dorm and a Dovis, so in order to ensure that they'll be able to be Makriv them, they were Ma'achel, the Nedorim, and they were Ma'achel, the Tomid, 2 hours. Yeah. In Shabbos is no nedor min adovis. But in Shabbos, nami aval gav the lek in nedor min adovis. Achinalei mishum srach gzeres nedor min adovis tochel kedem aforish lekamon. That means by Shabbos, they wanted to, they didn't want to differentiate between Shabbos and Chol, because if you'll be Magdim at Shabbos, they might be Magdim at Chol also, so therefore, they, the same Zman of the Tomid, that exists b'Chol, existed in Shabbos. Tzlias Pesach Einei Doiche Shabbos. So, Erev Pesach Shchaliyes B'Shabbos, Shchaliyes B'Erev Shabbos, so he had to make sure that the tzliya was done erev Shabbos, because tzliya is Pesach ain't a doiche Shabbos. So Rashi says because of two reasons. Number one, mipnei she'tzorech hedyati. That means it is not an avoide. It's not an avoide of the korban. It's an oifen ha'achila. That means it has to be eaten in the nechal alotzoli. But it's not called mitzorche avoide. And then you could be tzoylet mi ba'oidyoim. So memele, something that you can't be tzoylet mi ba'oidyoim. Memele, so could be the machshire yakobin is doiche Shabbos also, but you could be tzoylet mi ba'oidyoim. Shmuel Zofsky wants to say that, but Rashi says, memnei she tzoyre ched yeti. I mean, why does Rashi have to say this? It wouldn't be doiche Shabbos, because yochel itzlois me ba'idyoim. So he wants to say that Rashi means it's, he wants to come and tell us, afilo erev Pesach shchaliyes b'Shabbos, so there the tzliya is also not doiche Shabbos, even though, let's say, the haktores emurim of a korban Pesach is doiche Shabbos. Chaviv and mitzvah b'shaita, even though you can do it mitzvah Shabbos, but it's teiche Shabbos. Afal pikein, the tzliya is not teiche Shabbos, because it's not a avodas hakolbim, it's a tzeiche chedyet. But upon him, the tzliya is not teiche Shabbos. Say, if the erev Pesach was, erev Shabbos, if erev Pesach was Shabbos. But k'minalei adinim mechiyenotu hatzlolim dahainu b'sheish umachzer. Sagt der Gemara weiter. Tana Rabon. Now let us see the top toisvis. Tamid nishchat machina lei tarti shoy. So the Gemara says that in order to enable them to bring the dom and the davis, we ma'achar the shchitas ha-tamid 2 hours. So Taisa said Akasha, so if you want to make more time to bring the Nedorm and Nedobis, so be ma'achet 3 hours. Busa shlecht. As these magdimen, you not mekayim side by side. No, it's kedai to be ma'achet in order to enable them to bring the Nedorm and Nedobis. So why dafke 2 hours? Why not 3 hours? Avol tvei loy, shaloy hoyu reitzim lasis kolkach betzimtzum somach lachsheicha. Like this, it's not, the time is not so tight. So it's shmoina machze, it's called betisha machze, so it's not so close to the laila. The rove, the meforish lakaman milsid rabbi shmoil, kisidroi bechoil ba'alme, kinsidroi bishabis erev apesach, bekorev apesach, betesu machze, eine Bedeichung mische Michma Bisre. That means, even according to Rabbi, we see later that Rabbi Shmuel held that the Tomid was Nikrev Shmeine Umachze Erev Pesach, and afterwards, by Tess Umachze, they started to be Makrev the Kolben Pesach. So you see, you could start being Makrev a Kolben Tess Umachze. So why can you be Makrev all the time the Tomid Tess Umachze? So Taisa says, because there was no Eitzah. There, you had to start the Pesach later. Mishum Michma Bischa. We'll see later that you had to start the Pesach later in order to ensure that the meat should not spoil. There was a problem. If you shechted it in Shabbos, the meat might spoil since you're unable to roast it. So therefore, they started late. but not preferable. Mitoy chadoichik, they had to do it. Masha ain came to start the tommy blades, desamachte, that they wouldn't do. Zog the Gemara weiter. Now here we have a bereise with a very sosem dikaloshen. We have a three-way machloikis how to explain the bereise. Tona rabono. Kisiduroi bechoil, just like they were mesaderit bechoil, kach siduroi b'shabes, so the mesader in Shabbos also, tivrei Rabbi Shmuel. Abekiva oimer kisiduroi be'erev Pesach. So like they were mesader at Erev Pesach. So what is the bereise speaking about? My comma. Omar Abaye, so Abaye added a few words over here, and after he adds a few words, we have a clawcut in the Barais. Hochi koma. Kisiduroi bechoil be'erev ha-Pesach. Just like where you make the Tomid bechoil be'erev Pesach, that means, what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that your makriv the Tomid Erev Pesach, Sheva Machze. Kach Siduroi B'Shabbos B'Erev HaPesach. So, Shabbos, you also makriv the Tomid Erev Pesach, Sheva Machze. I mean, that's like it says Poshit in our Mishnah. Ba'arvei Psochim, Nishchat B'Sheva Machze, B'Korev B'Shmein Machze, Bein B'Chil, Bein B'Shabbos. So, Abaye is saying that what it says in our Mishnah, at Erev Pesach, they were makriv, the Tomid Sheva Machze Bein Bechil Bein B'Shabbos, that is what Rabbi Shmuel is saying. Kisidurei Bechil, just like on Erev Pesach is Chal B'Mois HaChil, you were makriv the Tomid Sheva Machze, so the same thing, Kach Sidurei B'Shabbos, Erev Pesach, Chali is B'Shabbos, it's also Sheva Machze. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, and what is Rabbi Kiva? If Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Kisidurei be'erev ha-Pesach. So now, Erev ha-Pesach doesn't make sense. If Rabbi Shmuel said, Kisidurei b'chol be'erev ha-Pesach, kach sidurei b'Shabbos be'erev ha-Pesach. So Rabbi Shmuel said that the man of the Shritas HaTomid in Shabbos was Kisidurei b'chol. So what is now Rabbi Kiva saying? Kisidur b'chol means be'erev Pesach b'chol. So what does Rabbi Kiva say? Kisidurei be'erev Pesach. So Rabbi Kiva says, so Rabbi has another few words. Rabbi Kiva oimer kisidurei be'erev ha-Pesach shechal liyos be'erev Shabbos kach sidurei b'Shabbos. So let us just review. Abaye is saying, after he adds a few words, he's saying as follows. That Rabbi Shmuel holds that the just like b'moisach erev Pesach b'moisach chol, this man shchitas atomid sheva machze, who adin b'Shabbos, this man shchitas atomid erev Pesach is sheva machze. That's pshat in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Kiva is saying that no, that Shabbos erev Pesach, this man shchitas atomid is sheisha machze. Just like Erev Pesach Shchali is Be'erev Shabbos, this man Shchita Shei Shemachze, so who adin when it's Chal B'Shabbos? Rabbi Kiva Oimek is Sidurei Be'erev HaPesach Shchali is Be'erev Shabbos, Kach Sidurei B'Shabbos. Umas Nisan Diktoni is the Gemore, Bein B'Chil, Bein B'Shabbos, it is Sheva U'Machze, Rabbi Shmoyli. Let us see Rashi. Kisidurei shel tomid, kisidurei be'erev Pesach, kasinim Rabbi Kiva, kisidurei b'chol be'erev ha-Pesach, v'haynu b'sheva u'machze, kasidurei b'Shabbos be'erev ha-Pesach, sheva u'machze. Rabbi Kiva oimer, b'Shabbos shel erev ha-Pesach u'b'sheish u'machze, kisidurei be'erev ha-Pesach shaliyiz be'erev Shabbos. The Kiva, what is the reason of Rabbi Kiva? Why by Shabbos do you make it Sheisha Machze? So the Rashi, the Kiva the Boil Mevet Pesach Achav. You have to make the Kolvin Pesach. Ube Shabbos loy Kolvin Nedor and Nedoves Nitzperich Leichure. And there's no legitimate reason to be Ma'achel the Tomit. And you have a legitimate reason to be Magdamit because we have to be Ma'achel the Kolvin Pesach afterwards. Mekmin Leyadine Be Sheisha Machze. So therefore, that's the Svar of Rabbi Kiva. So therefore, Shabbos, Erev Pesach, we are, the Shchitas HaTomid is Sheish HaMachz. Umas Nisen Diktoni Arvei Psochim Nishchat B'Sheva U'Machze Bein B'Chol Bein B'Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel, it's going according to Rabbi Shmuel, that says, Kesidurei B'Chol Erev Pesach, Kach Sidurei B'Shabbos. Zog the Gemara weiter. So what is the Gemara? What is the machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? Why, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you cannot start Sheish HaMatzel? Hey, Rabbi Kiva is doch gerecht. You have to make the back of the Kolben Psochim, and so it'll be preferable to start the earlier the better. There's no Nedom and Nedovis, and so it'll be kedai to start Bismanoi. So what is the machloikis? Look, the Gemara, the Machlokes is, how early can you start? B'musafim koidmin levazichin kamiflagi. The Shaila is, there were makriv, they called the Musaf, the Musaf of Shabbos, and there was the avoide of the Lechem Aponim. The avoide of the Lechem Aponim was that they were, took off their, on each marach of the Lechem Aponim, it was Levoine, and they were Makter the Levoine, and that the Akhtaras HaLevoine was Mater the Achilles Lechem Atomid, Lechem Aponim, and then they ate the Lechem Aponim. So the Shaila is, which comes first? B'mai Kamiflagi, B'musofin Koidmin Lebozichin Kamiflagi. Does the Musaf have to be before the Bazichin, or can the Bazichin be before the Musaf? Rabbi Shmuel Sava Musafin Koidmin Le Bazichin. The Musaf may have to be before the Bazichin. Now, the earliest time, we'll see why in Rashi, the earliest time you can make the Musafim is B'Sheish. B'Sheish means from Tchila Sheish to Seif Sheish. Seif Chomesh, Tchila Sheish to Seif Sheish. That is the Zman of the Musaf. So Mesofim B'Sheish. Rabbi Shmuel holds the Mesofim have to be before the Bazichin. So the Mesofim, the earliest time you could make the Mesofim is the Shoshishis. Now we're up to Tchila Shvi. U'Bazichin B'Sheva. So we made the Bazichin from Tchila Sheva to Seif Sheva. For Ovid Leila Tomid B'Sheva U'Machzer. So then, the earliest they could make the Tomid is Sheva U'Machzer. Now the Rishonim ask Akasha, why Sheva U'Machzer? You could make it Seif Sheva Tchilas Shmoine. Why do you have to wait Sheva U'Machzer? Rashi asked Akasha, and Tosis asked Akasha. Ba'al Koponim, but let's just get the Cheshbon straight, that Rabbi Shmuel said that we have to be Makriv, the Musaf, which the earliest you can be makir of the Musaf is Sheish. The Bazichim have to be after the Musaf, so that's another hour afterwards. So that's B'Sheva. So therefore, the Talmud can first start Sheva Machz. Rabbi Kiva Sova, Bazichim Koidmel Musafim. No, you don't have to be makir of the Bazichim after the Musaf. You can be makir of the Bazichim before the Musaf. That's right, the Musaf has to be Sheish, but you can make the Bazichim before the Musaf. Is Bezichin Bechomish, Musafin Beshesh, Ovid Leila Tomid Beshesh Machzah. So therefore, you can make a bet either Tomid Beshesh Machzah. Zom is an Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Bamaiko Miflagi. So the Kash is really, Amaiko Ma'achel Le Rabbi Shmuel. Why was Rabbi Shmuel Ma'achel to say that Shabbos the Tomid is Shevo Machzah? Or mistab a time of the Rabbi Kiva, they shall psochim merubim lishchait. The psochim, the lot of psochim to shech, v'likorev achov, and you have to shech them, you have to be makriv them. The bishloime, you made the haktore, you had to do all these things in Shabbos. The bishloime kshul chal b'choyl machin alei chodeshat mishim nedorim and nedovis. Bishloime, when Erev Peser is chal b'choyl, no, so we make up short, so we were ma'achet one shot, the dom and the, so we be Shabbos, lama l'achine. Bishloime b'shars Shabbos is nut loichashina lagdumi l'shnuye mechel didei mishum the dom of the davis tochel. Every Shabbos, nut we don't want to be mishane between Shabbos and chel. So therefore, by chol, we have to wait 2 hours from the dom and the davis. So Shabbos, we also wait 2 hours. Avol hashdem im shem sochem bina lagdumei. The hearts of sochem, we have to be magdim. So let's be magdim taki, let's make the tomid mishay shemachzim. So the Gemara says, the shayla is, which comes first, the mesofim or the bazichin? Bazichin hi levoina hanesune b'shnei bazichin al shtei maroche shalechem apon. U b'shabes hoye misalken ha'yishonim. They took off the old lechem upon him. U misadrin es ha'chadosh. Zi b'yei ma'shabes shechenu. U makdir ha'bazichin. And then, after they took off the lechem upon him, they were makdir the bazichin. Vehein matirin alechem lachilus kahanim. The haktores habezichin, that was matir, this was the haskore for the lechem. This was matir, the lechem lachilus kahanim. Kidersi, vahoyso lelechem laskore. This was the haskore for the lechem, which was matir lachilus, just like a koimitz was matir. The aminche, so the haktores alavoyna was matel the lechem upon him. V'chilkem alechem miyad. And then afterwards they were chilek the lechem upon him. V'tzor sha'achas lisasik bekach. And this takes an hour. The haktorim, the chilek alechem. Is Rabbi Shmuel sova musofim koi. You have to first be makrib the kol musaf. This was before the siluk bozichim v'haktoroson. This had to be before the bozichim. Uzman musofin ulchayu b'sheish. The musofin had to be sheish. The chsiv buhu yoim. The like chsiv buhu boiker. Doesn't say boiker. It says yoim. The chsiv dvar yoim b'yoimoy. Yoim is after boiker. The kaimlon b'say the yume perkam lama mamuna. Boiker hava agdome b'yoim mashmeichu. So Memele, so after Shochamishis, that's when started the Yoim. So that's why the Musaf had to be Seif Shochamishis Tchilashishis. And it's always Boike. Ubozichin b'sheva. The boy lachrinu, you have to be ma'ach, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Bozichin were after the Musafim. The Musafim ksiv Yoim, which is a Loshen Ichel. Ubozichin ksiv b'yoim, 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 trezimni. So you have to be ma'achar after the musaf. Mochi yafin and taime damu musafim kaimu vazichim and mesechis yume. Dechsiv b'yoyim ha-shabes b'yoyim ha-shabes trey zimni. La'achar. Povdin alei b'sheva machze. So therefore, we have to make the tomid. If the bazichim was b'sheva, v'tchila sheva, atzoif sheva, so we have to make the tomid b'sheva machze. Zichtrashi, who had in the Motzla Mevde Betchilas Ches? You don't have to wait a half an hour in Shosh Minis. You could be, the position took an hour, so you were finished Soif Sheva, so really you could be Makrib the Tomid Betchilas Ches. Elo, two reasons why they waited another half an hour. Chod de Shema in Chilik Lechem Aponim Kola Besoif Shiva. Maybe the Chilik Lechem Aponim took an hour and a half. Oit kolane zimne lei mishanine lei, elo b'sheishe machze kedine, oi b'shevo machze kisha arvei psochen. They didn't want to make a different zmanim. Either this man is sheishe machze kedine, or it's like every other Erev Pesach. To make a new zman sheva, they didn't want to make. Oder azay. And Rabbi Kiva holds bozichin koidmin, b'taim anami meforesh osam gom achuke chuke mechavitim, so Memele is, so that's why he holds that the Bezichim are before. Let us just see, Taisus, Rabbi Shmuel, Sava Musafim, Kaidmul Bezichim. The Musafim are before the Bezichim. Vavke, Bishabes, Be'erev, the Erev HaPesach Pligi, the Ike, Hakere, Shemagdimin, Oisai, Mipnei, Asiyas, HaPesach, Sha'achov, Lei shaykh le migzer oto khoyl aber bishabes da alme kauf ke sei da rachel zeh shabes oto khoyl is des hol mach leuke se bi make it shava mach so sheish mach ze what's with the gzeire so ba erf peiser des no gzeire because you can see it's different because you have to be makrib after the tomid the Kolben Psachim, some emailers that they know to differentiate between Shabbos and Chol. Kavdinle bezayim umacht. Vim toimer sotaisis es kash is kash vilevde betchilo shmoine. Uperish bekuntus of ishein chilek alachem kola besayif sheva. Veinir alari, dal rabbi kiva koma, vazichen bachomish mesofen besheish. This is a mashmel rabbi kiva lekashi abaktor of chilek alachem, tal lesho. Veinir alari kiloshen achesh aperish bekuntus. They didn't want to make newsmanim. Either it's like Erev Pesach Shchaliyah be'Erev Shabbos, which is Sheishim Achzah, or it's like Erev Pesach Shchaliyah be'Chol, which is Shevel Machzah.